Hello, my name's Rich and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. That's right, we're back with This Week to discuss all the latest action.
The Premier League kicked off with a bang last weekend, and we're going to discuss all the action and help you with your English.
And of course, we want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start with this week's headlines.
Big Five get off to a winning start.
The top five from last season all won their opening games of the season. Manchester United kicked off the new season on Friday with a 2-1 win against Leicester City. On Saturday, Chelsea beat Huddersfield 3-0 and Tottenham won 2-1 away at Newcastle. Then, on Sunday, Liverpool got a 4-0 win against West Ham, and last season's champions, Manchester City, got off to a flying start with a 2-0 win away at Arsenal.
New boys struggle on Premier League debuts.
The three promoted teams all failed to win on their return to the Premier League. Cardiff lost 2-0 at Bournemouth, and Fulham lost 2-0 at home to Crystal Palace. Wolves had more joy, but could only manage a 2-2 draw against Everton, who played the entire second half with just 10 men.
World Cup winners back on target.
Many of the Premier League players that were in action in Russia were rested for the opening weekend of the season. But two that were definitely in action were Manchester United's Paul Pogba and Chelsea's N'Golo Kante. The two World Cup winners were both on target for their clubs. Vocabulary alert!
Vocabulary alert! In our definition alert, we look at some football English that we used in this week's headlines.
The words and phrases we're looking at this week are a flying start, to struggle, to rest someone, and to be on target.
Manchester City got off to a flying start with a 2-0 win away at Arsenal. To get off to a flying start is an idiom which means to begin or start something very well.
City, Liverpool and Chelsea have all got off to a flying start this season.
New boys struggle on Premier League debut. To struggle means to find something very difficult to do.
The new Premier League teams might struggle this season.
Many Premier League players were rested on the opening day of the season. To be rested means a manager decides not to play a player because he's tired.
But Paul Pogba wasn't rested. He played and scored.
The two World Cup winners were both on target. To be on target means to score a goal or to hit a shot directly on goal, which is saved.
N'Golo Kante was on target for Chelsea. Manchester City had 8 shots on target against Arsenal.
Right. Every week, we give out 3 Match Week awards.
This season, the awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion, and it's good to see a bit of discussion as people often disagree with each other.
Let's start with our Player of the Week. There were some great individual performances in the Premier League last week.
Yes, there were. Paul Pogba and David De Gea were really good for Manchester United. Raheem Sterling was good for City, and Jorginho had a fine debut for Chelsea.
But our Player of the Week comes from the Wolves against Everton match. Richarlison scored twice on his debut for Everton. But our Player of the Week is Ruben Neves of Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Neves scored a great free kick, and the Portuguese midfielder is definitely a player to keep an eye on this season.
Our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for the top five from last season, as well as Crystal Palace, Bournemouth and Watford. And our Team of the Week is Chelsea.
Chelsea won 3-0 away at Huddersfield, and a debut win for the Blues' new manager, Maurizio Sarri. We could see them challenging for the title this season.
Our final award is our new award for this season, Goal of the Week.
There were some great goals this opening weekend. Sterling and Bernardo scored great goals against Arsenal. We've already mentioned Ruben Neves' free kick against Everton, and Luke Shaw got the winner for Manchester United, his first goal ever.
But our Goal of the Week award goes to Watford's Roberto Pereira. He scored both goals in a 2-0 win against Brighton, both of them brilliant. Our award is for his first goal, a great volley.
He was good, but I actually preferred his second, a brilliant curling effort.
Right, here's a new section for you, Football Shoutout.
Each week, we're going to look at a phrase that a fan or a commentator might use when watching a match.
This week's phrase is, what a.
What a?
Yes, like in, what a goal, what a screamer, what a shot, what a brilliant volley, or what an effort.
You're right. This is a really common phrase fans and commentators use. We use what a plus a noun to describe a brilliant goal or shot.
And we can add adjectives if we thought it was really good. What do you think Watford fans would have said when they saw those goals by Pereira?
We want our listeners to decide. Write your descriptions of the goal in the comments section at the bottom of the page.
Every week, I'm going to predict one Premier League match, and we want you to make your predictions too.
You can make your prediction each week on the page below the podcast. We'll keep a record of all the predictions you make throughout the season.
You'll be able to see a league table of the predictions all our listeners make. Can you beat me? Can you beat Jack? Will you be our Premier League prediction champion?
You score 1 point for a correct result, or 3 points for the exact score. What's your first prediction this season, Rich?
Game week 2 sees Chelsea play Arsenal in a big London derby match. Chelsea got off to a flying start with a 3-0 win against Huddersfield, while Arsenal struggled against Manchester City. There'll be a good atmosphere at Stamford Bridge, and I fancy Chelsea to come out on top in this one. Chelsea rested Eden Hazard last week, but I think he will start this one, which will be bad news for Arsenal. I think Chelsea will win comfortably. Final score, Chelsea 3, Arsenal 1.
I'm going for a surprise draw. I think it will finish 1-1.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.